It's a key highway used by more than 60,000 vehicles a day. But for people like Quan Ray, Highway 101 from Carpinteria to Santa Barbara can also be a daily headache.
Well, if you go to work in Goleta, it usually takes about 45 minutes, which is normally a 20-minute drive. Coming home is just as bad.
The Carpinteria resident says it's so bad during peak commute time, she won't even try to travel the dozen miles to Santa Barbara.
You just don't go to Santa Barbara after 3 o'clock.
Brian Risden with the family-owned Risden 76 gas station in Carpinteria has a front-row seat to the daily traffic jams. The gas station is just off of Highway 101 at Santa Monica Road.
We get quite a rush of cars in the morning. The side streets all back up, and you get traffic all through town. It's almost a slow-moving chain that goes through and by the station in the mornings on the, you know, school and work days, you know, when everybody's got their commute.
Any regular commuter can tell you the key to the problem. From Carpinteria to Santa Barbara, Highway 101 shrinks from 3 to 2 lanes in each direction. Projects years ago added lanes through downtown Santa Barbara and from the Rincon into Carpinteria. The focus in recent years has been closing the gap by adding a third lane, a carpool lane in both directions from Carpinteria to Santa Barbara. This week, the State Transportation Commission approved $184 million in funding to fill part of the gap from Carpinteria to Summerlin. Margie Kim is executive director of the Santa Barbara County Association of Governments, which has been working with Caltrans for years on the effort.
It's a monumental project. It's improving a major bottleneck. It's a reoccurring congestion problem. We've had this problem. So here we are finally getting to the point where we can construct it and make it happen.
The hope is to start construction in about a year and a half.
The first segment will go to construction in early 2020, and that will complete the new lanes within the city of Carpinteria. So essentially from Baylard overcrossing up to the county line, the city-county line, we'll see about 3.5 miles in length. The next segment is from the county line, city-county line for the city of Carpinteria, into Summerlin. That project will begin about 18 months after the first project begins construction. And then the third piece is through the community of Summerlin and including the Sheffield Interchange. So it will also reconstruct the Sheffield Interchange.
Scott Eats is the 101 corridor manager for Caltrans District 5. He says once work is underway, they can try to get funding for the final chunk of the 101 widening effort.
What would remain is from the Sheffield Interchange north into the city of Santa Barbara, took up the remaining piece. But this funds over half, well over half of the project, and it's going to make significant progress in moving this forward.
And the Caltrans officials say they'll plan carefully to keep traffic flowing while the work is underway.
We know that this is a congested corridor. Staging the project so that it reduces local impacts and those that have to drive in the corridor every day is really important, and we take that job seriously. We have 2 lanes open in each direction now. We are going to maintain lanes open throughout the duration of construction.
Key to getting the new state funding is the fact that Santa Barbara County voters approved a transportation tax, which allowed the development of a construction plan which was presented to the state. While local officials are excited that the State Transportation Commission approved the $184 million from the new SB1 gas tax fund, they cautioned there is a potential problem. The state legislature approved and the governor signed into law the new package to fund needed transportation infrastructure projects. But some opponents have qualified a measure for the November ballot to repeal it, which would jeopardize the project's funding.
If that repeal goes into effect, we will not get this money.
That's Santa Barbara County Supervisor Janet Wolf, who says while the idea of repealing the gas tax might sound attractive to some people, voters need to look at the consequences.
It's more complicated than just saying I don't want to raise my tax on the gasoline. It hasn't been raised in a number of years, and our roads, both locally and statewide, are suffering.
But for now, though, there are lots of smiles among the region's transportation officials. Earlier this year, the last legal challenge to the project's environmental impact report was rejected, clearing the way for construction. And last month, as a part of efforts to ease congestion, new commuter rail service was added between Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. It's estimated that beyond the money that's already committed, it could cost $200 million for the final leg of the freeway widening from Summerlin into Santa Barbara. All in all, the final bill could be in the $600 million range. In Carpinteria, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.